Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production. Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Sorry I missed you last time. I had some issues to deal with last week, but I'm back and I'm glad to be back on the block. Today, we're talking about what men want. And as a subtitle, you can call it What a Good Man Wants / Needs in a Wife or Mate. But at the end of the day, we're talking about what men want in relationships, meaningful relationships. Despite the perils of the epidemic and all the drama that it brings, eventually this chapter will pass. And when it does, meaningful relationships like marriage will be on the top of the menu. It doesn't seem like it now, but we will eventually move beyond our fears of human contact and seek out the kind of intimacy that brings human beings fulfillment and satisfaction. If you're one of those women that finds herself on the outside of a meaningful relationship more often than not, you may find this episode of The Spectrum with Bob Ivory particularly useful. If you want to find out what men want, keep listening, because I may answer some long-standing questions that you may have. But let's go over a couple of rules. Rule number one, let go of the notion that all men are dogs. What may be more to the point is that you spend too much time around kennels where dogs live. The truth is that men are as varied in character and nature, just like women. In some cases, the kind of man you meet depends on where you're meeting him on his life journey. There are many variables that shape human character. It is a mistake to make assumptions about a man's character that you've only had 10 seconds to examine. Rule number two, learn to spot a good man. What does a good man look like? Well, let me give you this general definition that I think will cover it in general. Obviously, there's more to it, but I think this is a general synopsis that gives a good overview. The definition of a good man in a basic sense, I will define a good man as one who respects himself, honors his parents, takes responsibility for his actions without making excuses, and understands the importance of being a productive contributor to life. Spotting a good man will require study over time, because the only way to truly gauge the character of a man is to watch him over time, particularly when he doesn't know he's being observed. Well, ladies, here are five things that a good man is looking for in a potential mate or wife. And this is from an article I found online called The Well Mind. And I think it provides what I'll call a good gauge, good starting point in terms of what men are looking for in relationships, things that men will appreciate. So here are five of them. Let's begin. It's no surprise that sex is super important to men. Most times men will admit that it's number one on their list for what they want in marriage and relationships. And research suggests that men tend to have higher sexual desire than women. However, many men have other desires. Let me say that again. Many men have other desires outside of sexual relations or emotional needs. Husbands don't always ask their wives for what they want, and many have thoughts and feelings that they keep to themselves. But one of the number one thing, I should say the first on the list, because this is in no particular order of importance, but number one on this list is affection. Yes, indeed, men do desire affection, whether it's holding his hand in public or leaving a love message on his voicemail, or massaging his shoulders, showing that you care about him through actions of fondness will touch his heart. Try different ways. Let me rephrase. You may want to try different ways to demonstrate how much you care about him by being warm. Simple things you can do include telling him how much you love him, cheering him on when he's feeling doubtful, and telling him you're sorry when things go wrong. Now, I don't want this to be confused with coddling baby men. It's a different thing altogether, or coddling men in general. These are simply ways of being supportive, and I want to make the emphasis there that at the end of the day, all of this comes down to being supportive, and I'll call this various means of being supportive. But these are the kinds of things that men appreciate in a relationship. Number two, belief in his capabilities. Many men think it's important for them to protect and provide for those they love. Let your significant other or your husband know that you believe in his talents and skills and are supportive of them. Your encouragement is the most meaningful of anyone. The most crucial thing you can do is make your man feel like an adult and not like a child. That bears repeating. The most crucial thing you can do is make your man feel like an adult and not like a child. But this goes back to one of the first points I made, and that is observing the character of the man in the beginning. And this is not something that happens 3 seconds into the relationship. This is not what it is. This is something for you to put in your arsenal, to tuck it away, so that if you find yourself going deeper into a relationship, these are things you want to keep in mind in terms of the types of things that men appreciate. Number three, men want to know. Understanding. Men want to know you get them, and research suggests that feeling understood is an important part of a good relationship. They are often more logical and like to problem solve. That is men. Men are more logical and like to problem solve. This has a value and creates a balance between the women who are generally more emotional and in touch with their feelings. Again, men are often more logical and like to problem solve. One of the ways you both can show you understand each other is by making a commitment to talk daily together. Plan a daily dialogue exercise where you take 20 minutes to ask each other positive questions. This could include things about what attracts you to one another, your favorite date together, or what your partner's favorite quality is. Now, that would be a good conversation to have, keeping it in the realm of positivity, because men, it's not pleasant to feel like you are being interrogated or unjustly judged. That's just not a good feeling. There's nothing like feeling supported by a woman that you are attracted to. I'll tell you this, one of the things that many years ago, I've been married 25 years now myself, and I remember when my wife and I were dating, I appreciated our conversation and how supportive she was when we had a conversation, and never ever belittled me or tried to make me feel small or make me understand that she was in control. And she didn't try to make me feel like, you know, she could do with or without me. But the relationship was one based on mutual respect and friendship and the exchange of ideas, just having conversations. I remember we'd stay on the phone talking talking about general things, things of interest, like the list suggests. And I've found that over time, you know, before we got married, while we were dating, sometimes it'd be off. And then I'd always reflect on our conversations and how open and how relaxing they were for me and how appealing I found her conversation, because it just was so enriching to have conversations with her. And when I compared that relationship to the others that I found myself in, I thought, you know what, if I'm going to get married, this is the type of person that I want to be married to, one that I can always talk to. Absolutely priceless in its value. Let's see, where are we at here? All right. Number 4, appreciation and affirmation. Most guys like to be patted on the back. I have to agree with that. One way to do this is by complimenting your mate, significant other, or husband often when it is merited. The article doesn't say that, but I want to make that as a caveat. You don't want to just arbitrarily just say things to be saying them. You want that affirmation and appreciation to be well deserved. And a man will appreciate that rather than just some trite compliment that he himself knows that he really hasn't earned anything or done anything particularly special to garner any type of affirmation or appreciation. But when he does something significant, he certainly wants to be appreciated for that. Make no mistake about that, no doubt about that whatsoever. So that's number 4, appreciation and affirmation. Most guys like to be patted on the back. One way to do this is by complimenting your significant other or husband, mate, often. Rather than overdoing it, make sure it's genuine and sporadic throughout the week. And the article suggests this. It says, do simple things like this. Kiss him and tell him you really admire him as a person. Let your husband / significant other know you appreciate how hard he works. Tell your husband / mate / significant other how he looks good in that shirt. Men do like compliments. Once again, when warranted, when merited. Thank him for how he takes care of the family. Number 5, and this is number 1 for me, but it's number 5 in this list. And that is respect. Creating a loving and memorable marriage relationship starts with respect. One of the best ways a wife can show her husband that she loves and respects him is by actively listening to him when he talks and not interrupting. You can also demonstrate respect by avoiding making any negative comments about his thoughts and opinions, being considerate of his upcoming plans, generally being positive, thankful, and considerate of his wants and needs, opting not to use the eye roll when you disagree with him. Now, that eye roll thing, that all that whole head thing, all that, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, when that, when they get the head going, the eyes and all that popping and snapping. If you are upset about something, just have a conversation. Just get to the, just let's just talk about it. You know, if a man, one thing a man doesn't like is a bunch of mystery in terms of trying to figure out what's going on in the mind of the woman that he's dating. If you have an issue, men like direct conversation. Tell me what I did wrong. Tell me what you're upset about. Don't have me try to figure out what's wrong. I don't want to figure it out. That is too much energy, and that's too much power being wasted in my brain trying to figure it out, when all you have to do is simply express what the issue is. If there's an issue, then we can address it. So let's recap. Five things that men want in relationships, that as you look to the future, as we look to the future, when things settle down, the dust clears, so to speak, and we are looking to more amorous types of activities and seeking affection and meaningful relationships. These are some tips that if you are one of the women that wonder why you find yourself on the outside of meaningful relationships, this may be useful to you. And let me add this caveat, if you will. You know, there's, I mentioned earlier about going to kennels, you know, because there's this idea among many women, because they've been hurt for whatever reason, you know, that all men are dogs. But, you know, all women aren't dogs. All women aren't gold diggers. Nobody's all of anything. Everybody's an individual. But you have to look at the environments that you find yourself in, because the environments that you find yourself in will dictate the quality, the pool, the quality of the kind of person you're able to connect with. If you spend your time, for example, for a man, if he spends his time in strip clubs all the time, then there's a particular mindset that goes to strip clubs versus the type of mindset that volunteers, for example, for the Cancer Institute, to volunteer for an event to make a difference, to be a contributing member of society. Because those are just two different schools of thought, mean modes of thinking in terms of lifestyle. Because it's just like if you have a bunch of people, a bunch of friends, and all of them are broke. As Benny Randall would say it this way: if you hang around 9 broke people, you'll be the 10th. And in a similar fashion, if you hang around a bunch of people that only have broken relationships, that is the direction that you can expect to be headed in, because that is the terrain. That is what the field is like there. Some fields are plowed better than others, and that is a fact. And so you want to take a look at the field that you're in. Because if there's a bunch of rocks and thorns where you can't expect to get too many things that are going to be of great value and nurturing in a field that is filled with rocks and thorns. But a well-tilled field, if you will, is going to yield the kind of vegetation and environment that you're going to find suitable. But so in wrapping up, once again, let's go back over this list. Number one is affection. Number two, belief in his capabilities. Number three, understanding. Oh, don't miss number three. Men really do want to be understood, and it does make a difference when a woman can articulate that she understands where a man's coming from, and she understands any challenges he may be dealing with. And to see that he has support in that area will be extremely, extremely positive for him. Number four, appreciation and affirmation. Well, who doesn't want to be appreciated? Who doesn't want to be affirmed? It's the golden rule, really. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You don't want to be talked down to? Don't talk down. But make no mistake. Make no mistake. I want to be clear about this one point, and that is this. I am not suggesting that you coddle. I am not suggesting that by any stretch of the imagination, because at the end of the day, ladies, you know the kind of man that you want. And to get the kind of man that you want, you have to be that kind of person in your own character. You want a man that's generous and kind and loving. Well, you take a look in the mirror too now. You take a look in the mirror and see, are you loving? Well, I know I'm loving. I know. Look, just calm down. Back that up. Calm down and just take a breath and take an honest assessment of yourself. Because guess what? A man knows a good woman when he sees one. He knows when a woman's got his back. And he also knows if it's a bunch of drama coming behind her and he don't want. I'm talking about a man of character and substance. There are some men that are interested in simply fulfilling their own pleasure, and you need to be able to recognize them as well. That's why it takes time to examine a man's character. That's why you don't jump into relationships within 10 seconds. Because you can't know a man's character in 10 seconds. A man can't know your character in 10 seconds. Don't be in such a rush to be in love, to feel in love, to have the feelings of all of those wonderful, amorous feelings, romantic interludes, and all of those types of things. Don't be in such a rush to get there that you pick the wrong man because you haven't observed him long enough. That is one of the biggest mistakes a woman will make, is entering into a relationship too fast. And in some cases, unfortunately, it has cost some women their dignity, and other women, it has cost them their entire lives. Sometimes through death, sometimes through wasted time and wasted effort. There's a saying in carpentry, measure twice and cut once. Measure twice and cut once. Make sure you got the measurements right. Make sure you have properly assessed the character right. Make sure you've taken the time that is needed to observe the character, because that is going to affect you for a very long time to come. Because for whatever reason, it's a lot easier to get into a relationship than it is to get out. Take a listen to these messages and we'll be back for a final thought.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important. And clean their credit, because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year and we kind of get them back together and they go on.
So, Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction, right when we donate it.
Nope, not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bills, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it right there. Thank you for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Well, hit me up on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram or Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Facebook. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And listen, I want you to go out there and have a fantastic day on purpose. And you know, I mean that.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.